platonic friend and a sexual friend. Mm-hmm. Oh, no. He's not my boyfriend. He's just my friend boy.
Which is which?
A friend boy is a platonic friend. Oh, mm-hmm. A boy. A friend who is a boy. Mm-hmm. But as a secondary mm-hmm. feature.
What is the girl to the boy when they're courting?
Well, sweetheart is an old-fashioned word. They used Belle a good deal among mm-hmm. my grandmother's people. Mm-hmm. I can remember they're saying that. Girlfriend, of course, was the standard word when I was a kid among people who were fairly young. There were joking ways, like sweetie or his sweet patootie, for example. Mm-hmm. I remember some people in the family saying I draw a blank there.
Okay. If he came home with lipstick on his collar, his little brother would say, you've been...
Well, the kids nowadays really use making out at that mm-hmm. level. Though to me, it meant going practically all the way.
Yes.
If not all the way. I was really horrified when my children started talking about making out. So that has definitely drifted since my childhood. Petting was well mm-hmm. known as a word. Smooching was a fairly common term in my mm-hmm. in my childhood and young days. I've heard older people in my family say canoodling.
Mm-hmm. I've heard that one.
I think always with a certain amount of humor intended. Mm-hmm. I've heard the word sparking, but I don't associate it that strongly with my family.
Mm-hmm. When a girl stops letting the boy come over to see her, you say she...
Throws him out.
Okay. He asked her to marry him, but and she...
She said no. She refused him. She I can't think of anything else at the moment.
They were engaged, and all of a sudden she.
They broke up. She broke up the engagement. She broke off the engagement.
Okay, but if she didn't turn him down, then they went ahead and got.
And they got married.
And the man who stands up with the groom at the wedding is the.
Is the groom is the best man,
and the girl that stands up with the bride
is the maid of honor.
What do you call a noisy celebration after a wedding? They might go over to the couple's house and shoot guns.
Well, I know what you're driving at, and it's of course a historic sort of thing. I mean, I have participated in annoyances to recently married couples in my own youth. But we didn't use the term charivari.
Mm-hmm.
My grandmother's time, they did.
Mm-hmm.
But it's more than just that. It's almost always socially disapproved match.
Mm-hmm.
An old woman with money marrying a young man, mm-hmm. for example.
Mm-hmm.
For example, the Baroness Pontalba married a young man who was the French consul in New Orleans,
mm.
the one who built the famous buildings on either side of the cathedral,
mm-hmm.
you know. Very rich woman. She was much older than he. And there was a charivari that lasted 3 nights, supposedly, when they were married,
mm.
with blowing of blowing of horns, and I think a similar term used in Mobile, which gives the name to one of their carnival organizations there called the Cowbellions,
mm.
incidentally, but that's not used here at all. Chivalry is not part of my vocabulary.
Mm-hmm.
Chivalry in four syllables is,
mm-hmm.
but it's historic, and I'm being told about it. And it